Hello. Hello and welcome to the Melissa Diaz Report. My name is Melissa Diaz and it is Thursday, August 14th, 2025, in case you're a time traveler. So that's where you're at right now. I'm sorry, I don't make the rules and apparently you're breaking them. So good luck out there traveling through time and space, you fifth dimensional being. And in the meantime, for the rest of us four-dimensional beings, here's the news. Or not really, but here's an op-ed for Thursday just to tell you what's on my mind and see what's going on with you, what's on your mind, what's happening, and such and so forth before we get into the weekend. So for me, this week has been, let's see, the trends I see, things I've seen going around is the Hunter Biden interview. There's two of them now, which means that he's such an agent of distraction that he is actually a gold mine right now for attention. And that's what the game is now, attention. Who can get people's attention? And if you look at the view count on Hunter Biden's first interview, and it's 3 hours friggin' long, that is, it's like in the millions. And so, of course, you know, Channel 5, they know what's good for them. They're going to do it again if they can, and they can. Why? Because crackheads talk a lot. So you can sit a crackhead down, they'll talk to you about a lot, especially if they're not addicted to crack anymore because they got nowhere to go. They're not hustling to get crack. So they're just chilling. So, you know, he sat there and kind of all they have is talking, actually, afterwards, after they quit everything. Just because, I don't know, I guess when you move around that much, just trying to get crack all the time, you kind of just want to sit down and chill. And I think that's why they tend to be more than willing to do that. That's why they have like Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous. You just sit around and talk because it's a good, it's a distraction from drugs. But in our case, in the case of people who do, I guess, lower level kinds of vices and addictions, right? A little bit of gambling here, a little scratch off lottery ticket there. Little bit of watching some porn over here, right? Eating a little bit of the, you're not supposed to eat that, but you're going to eat it. A little bit of that. A little bit of Chick-fil-A. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. A little bit of ignoring your kids. A little bit of the, little of the old coveting your neighbor's wife. A little of that, a little of that. You know, you break, like, you break the covenant with the Lord with the minor rules instead of the major rules, murder, right? All that stuff. And you do a little bit of the minor stuff. You know, the minor leagues of the devil's playground. But he's a good distraction. But for us, another vice now is just your phone. So your vice, your phone, which is basically, it's replacing cigarettes. They're saying, they always say that the drinking rate's going down. I saw that in the news by a lot, by like 40%. A lot of people just don't see drinking as good for their health. That's not wrong. Not wrong at all. And it is actually, I think I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to be controversial. I'm going to say they're probably right. It's not good for your health. Despite the little articles funded by big vodka or whatever saying that, hey, just one little drink at night, hey, it's good for you, hey, it was in a little bit of wine and with some pasta, what are you gonna do with my mind? There's no wine or pasta, she can't be happy. What do you want my mom not to be happy? My mom's not happy, nobody's happy. Those guys still exist and those ma's still exist. So I don't know, It's fading out, though. It's not working anymore, which gives me hope because it means that you actually, I think a society does develop immunity to propaganda, which is a huge deal because there's so fucking much propaganda. There's so much propaganda, and by propaganda, I mean, I'm broadening the, and I'm not broadening it, like, for the first time to include advertising, because I am. I'm saying that's what it used to mean. We cut it down after the JFK assassination to mean like really specific shit, like subliminal messages from, you know, the CIA and shit like that. But if you broaden it back up to what it's supposed to mean, propaganda means educational. That's the original meaning of the word. It means that you're trying to educate somebody with regards to a product, a service. You're trying to make a public service announcement for people's alleged well-being. The problem with that is, like all our fucking propaganda, you look behind the curtain of the propaganda and it's not the government anymore, like tinkering and trying to, you know, make institutions where it's fucking Facebook. Okay. It's Meta. It's Tesla. It's even the old companies too. It's Ford, right? It's Bloomberg. It's all the media. Because the fucking thing about the media is like they're in the game of distraction now. Everything changed. They're distracting you so that you look at them so they can sell you something that one of their sponsors told them to sell. That's the fucking game. And you know, Washington Post is owned by Bezos, right? Rupert Murdoch owns Fox. Oh no, it's Fox. I think it's Fox and the New York Post and shit like that, right? And the thing is that thanks to the internet, we know that more now. And so I'm not sure if maybe propaganda, we don't develop immunity, but we got to this point where the internet shared, it was like TMI on the internet with these people. They overplayed their hand in trying to be more personal because they saw how, like, it was working for influencers and shit, so they wanted to do that, but they overplayed the hand. It conflicted with high stress, big social upheaval things like COVID, right? And COVID's like the big one because it's the biggest one so far since this digital age. And now, and they overplayed it, and it started to not match up with reality, right? And I'm not even saying it in the conspiracy, so-called conspiracy way, the wacko conspiracy, even though you can have a theory about a conspiracy happening in government without being crazy. I'm saying these people overplayed their hand, people saw through it, and now you can't unsee it. Now you see the conflicts of interest, you see who's in bed with who, you see all these tech moguls at the presidential inauguration just fucking hanging out in the peanut gallery, right? Just like, hey, just like eating or just popping hors d'oeuvres in their mouths and looking around like, hey, yeah, this place is nice on the inside. Ooh, it looks just like TV. No, they're in there. They're working with the government. They're contracted with the government. This is unprecedented shit. But the problem is that they're going to have to wait for us to die so that the next generation of suckers can be born who doesn't remember that this is how it played out. That's what the deal is. That's why they always try to keep old people away from young people. They always, it's like they drown out whatever old people are saying and trying to warn younger people about. And, you know, granted, some of the things old people say are stupid because it's like propaganda they fell for also. But other shit is just personal. It's like, hey, don't go there. They're fucking with you. And then they go, ah, shut up. Old people, right? Fucking idiots. Fucking losers. I wish they would die. And that's what people are saying about boomers now. Granted, boomers are sad. Sad people. Very sad people from our perspective. From the perspective of millennials, like watching them come to terms with the reality of their movement and what happened and how it just amounted to not much, really. I mean, it amounted to something, and now it's just being eroded. And now here they are just walking around. You see them wandering around aimlessly in the streets trying to, like, hold up peace signs, and they bump into them in a pharmacy, and they're just trying to say upwards American economy in the 70s kind of peppy bullshit. You just look at them and they're like, hey, you got to work hard. And it's like, yeah, you got to work hard. You got to work hard. It's a meritocracy. So, you know, that's kind of where we're at. They're just waiting for millennials to die. They're already calling millennials boomers. See, they start to work on you early. They start to work on you, and then they show you memes like, you think you're old? This is when pencils were invented. And it's like it's like your birth date or whatever. And that's how they start to chip away at you and your sense of relevance. So don't fall for it. Talk shit. You want to talk shit? Talk shit. Don't let them shut you up. Okay? Yell at young people. And I'm not even saying like yell anything truthful. I'm saying like lean out of your car as you drive by groups of young people and fucking scream something unintelligible at them. Okay, you drive by some group, some gaggle of youths, you lean out of your window, right? You throw a water balloon at them, and then you go, Obama! And you just keep going. Okay, fuck with them. Because they're living in a trap, the internet. And you gotta shake them out of it sometimes. We're gonna have to bully young people for them. I can't believe we're going to have to bully them into being disgruntled enough to take a look around and see that shit's fucked up. Or do we? I don't know. I think in some ways they know shit's fucked up more than we do. I guess they're grown up in it. And in other ways they don't. I'm saying we need each other. But yeah, that's what's happening here. We got this consolidation of power. We got the propaganda. We got the conspiracy theories. And it just blows through the media, it just blows through the culture, just waves of manipulation. Everybody who owns something, who runs something, they all have an interest now in squelching conspiracy theories. And so now you just see a bunch of shit online, just the wackadoos, they believe it's QAnon. It's like, we don't think, the Hunter Biden laptop, can you believe it? They thought that he was an alien and that the proof was in the laptop. You see him landing from another planet with Joe Biden. That's why Joe Biden talks like that. It's because his human body is malfunctioning because of the controls, the remote controls. The aliens lost remote control of Biden. They're aliens. And it's like, you know, that's not exactly the controversy behind the Biden thing, right? That's the thing. If you didn't live through it, you don't remember those little things, and they won't tell you. They won't tell you that. And nobody's going to bother to correct them because it's like it's over. People have other things to worry about. You're not going to, what are you going to die on this hill? About the Hunter Biden laptop and the fact that the real reason people kept put a little pin on that and said, that's weird, is not actually because of anything on the laptop at all. It was the fact that the media buried the story. That's it. At a crucial time during an election, and it was clearly biased to not put something out there that would compromise the Democratic candidate. Would they have done it for the Republican candidate? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe they just were trying to be neutral. I don't know. But they did. And it was something that was relevant to a lot of people. And they ignored it as if it didn't exist. And that's a little different than actually reporting on it with an opinion or with an opposing view that could challenge people's presumptions about it. That's it. It was the fact that they buried it in like blatantly in front of people's faces. When it was just something that should have been on the news, and it probably wouldn't have changed anybody's mind anyway, right? It was just that they didn't do that. So that was like, I thought this was the news. I thought this news was news, not news. That's it. And that was it. And it was that, and plus a billion other little things that kind of that cascaded, right? That caused a saturation point to occur and a downpour of fuckery. That's it. And that's the interesting thing. And it's like, you don't have to believe in conspiracies to see that, to observe this, right? You question it. And it doesn't mean that there's reptiles running the government. It just means that you would like an explanation. That's it. But they want to push that to the side and act like it's, and that's why, and Hunter Biden did a 3-hour interview where he just bullshits about like what's on the laptop. Nobody cares people care what's on the laptop because it was funny. It was hilarious to see this guy naked with a scarf on smoking out of a crack pipe. That's hilarious. Okay. This guy, and then he gave his credentials, like that made it better. His credentials, respectability credits, which is like he taught at such and such a university, he worked in such and such NGO, he worked here, he did this for his, and I sent it, and that. And it's like, that doesn't make it better. That makes it worse. That means that we can't tell who of these people in government is just another fucking crackhead? That's the problem, sir. And that's just kind of where we're at. We're at this fucking stage where you just get on your phone, and if you even look at any of that stuff, news or news adjacent shit, if you could just go on Morning Joe, I guess, or just this or that, or you watch any kind of morning show or evening show or late night show, they are just saying this shit, and you're not asking. You're not even asking. They're saying it. So already that's a little weird. They are trying to make everybody, like, turn against some imaginary group of people who just believe in conspiracy theories. Just very, and then you see shit on Instagram kind of blow through the feeds if you have the channels that I have, right? Like, ways of twisting anybody who has questions about the legitimacy of not even the election, just how things are being run right now in general. Corruption, we're worried about that. Who's in bed with who? These big multinational corporations, how involved are they? We know it's a lot, but they don't even address that because they work for them. But they will go on and on about how crazy it is that people believe that Jewish people have horns. Ew, wacky. Nobody said that. Five people said that. And they've been saying it since the 70s. So you're not going to change their mind. But there's only five of them. Ugh. Okay. And then now I see a new word going through the internet called apophenia. Right? Which is, it's basically a pathological medical diagnosis or a medical diagnosis about conspiracy theorists that make them look pathological. Because once they defame the general straw man character of who that should be, and they just lob every line that's problematic at that straw man and act like they would say something. So, and they lump it all together like it's part of one coherent thing when these are all different things from different people, different concerns, but they make a straw man so that whenever you hear any one of those lines come out of that person's mouth, you feel that you're listening to that straw man. They construct this fake boogeyman avatar, and then it's like a MAGA guy who keeps trying to pull people's faces off in DC because he thinks they're all lizard people and aliens, and you know, he keeps looking under priests' coats for little children and things like that, right? So and they're like, what, the Epstein list, correct? And it's a way to make those people, now that you've defamed them, look insane. And that's at least one of the however many steps it takes to just completely make some group or opinion or inconvenient realization irrelevant so that you keep buying. They don't want you to pay attention. They want you to keep buying and buying and buying and buying. And that's the shit, right? It's like, lately, they don't seem to be understanding that whether the economy is good or the economy is bad, we still feel bad for some reason. You could say Trump's economy is good if you're pro-Trump. You could say we're headed towards a cliff if you're against Trump. Fine. It's good in the sense that we don't have like a blatant depression, like 1929 era crash, right? People are kind of floating on credit and things like that. And yeah, you know, you have to kind of, you're dialing it back a little. You're not just getting any kind of college degree anymore, right? You may not get a college degree anymore at all because it's not helpful. They're trying to make it seem like it's a tragedy, but the fact is that the jobs that require college degrees, there aren't enough of them to go around. So people are going to other things. They want to make it seem like it's a crisis, but it's only a crisis for universities so that they could keep breaking in the dough, moolah. And so you look at the news enough and it's like you start to realize that most shit is nothing, is bullshit. There's another side to it, or the problem they're talking about is so big, so multifaceted, so ingrained that voting in a fucking mayoral candidate is not going to put a dent in it, right? Like modern day slavery, for example, or something like that. So it's all entertainment, but it's entertainment, but there is a purpose. But the purpose I don't think is personal. This is my personal opinion. I don't think it's like some puppet master thing where they're constantly tinkering. Not yet, because they can't do that yet, but we're getting there. I think it's just, you know, let's stop making waves is the idea. And everybody is complicit in that, in their, because you want to keep, you know, we're materialistic in this country, right? Materialism is our bread and butter. We love bread and butter and we love to buy shit. So it's like, stop making waves. I want to buy things. I want the new Labubu doll. I want these shoes. I want this. Please stop. And you just, everybody's pushing the, just kicking the ball further down the road. Kicking the can down the road. Is that what it is? For the next person to kick, to deal with. In the meantime, we want to keep being able to order, you know, cake on Amazon. Like, you don't, right? We want to get to this point where you just sit at home surrounded by creature comforts and you buy them, and then maybe you become a hoarder and you just drown in all of your beautiful things. And that's a happy death in America, to just be surrounded by the things you got, all of your things. And maybe you'll be buried with your things, like Egypt, ancient Egypt. You know what I mean? So it's a thing I think that people are, we just do here. There's no, the conspiracy is that we're all in on the conspiracy, is that you don't want to be the generation that has to revolutionize anything. You don't want to be that. It's hard. And then you can't buy things. You have to like not buy as many things. So that's hard. Let's not do that yet. Let's live it to our kids. That's why the kids are always the future, because it's like, oh yeah, they'll do it. They'll do it. And that's a problem with the boomers, right? Is that they're like, we did so much, now they will do it. It's like, nobody's doing shit, all right? And you didn't even really do shit. What did you do, drugs? In your mind, you boomer, you had a revolution. In reality, you were drooling and shaking under a bridge somewhere with a bunch of other people. In what was actually really just kind of like a cult / hobo encampment. So relax, okay? Calm down. We can't do anything with what you gave us. You gave us acid. We do acid. What's the problem? And also, we have things that are better than acid now. We have DMT, which is quicker, faster, and takes you further. We got ketamine, getting a K-hole that's therapeutic. We don't need your stupid acid, and that's all you gave us. So what? Oh yeah, and a bunch of STDs because of the free love movement. You know, it's really just, and so the thing is that we're gonna call conspiracy theorists crazy, and the new term is apophenia, by the way, so keep an eye out for that. You're going to see it floating around on the internet and out of people's mouths too, because people just kind of let things float into their brains like little butterflies. And if it feels like a convenient true thing that they can kind of throw out there, that's going to make them sound smarter, better than everybody, superior, if you will, then they'll use it. They'll use the word. So yeah. And the problem is that, right, is that for all intents and purposes, okay, the economy is good. When you see people who are struggling, it's because of social ills that they either were born into and are trapped in, like surrounded by areas where there's food deserts and vice and very little help from state or whatever, or people whose character led them down a shitty path. But usually it's due to ignorance, because, you know, the education system kind of fucking sucks. So there's so many pitfalls in this country, and I wouldn't say it's designed that way, but there's a lot of people taking advantage of it, and they just come running at you the minute you're born. They start selling you shit, and distracting you. And now our economy is just purely running on distraction. It used to be culture, and then you use culture to distract people with. But now we're cutting out the middleman, everybody. You're cutting out the culture. We're just going to have the distraction. So enjoy 3 hours of Hunter Biden, and then another 3 hours of Hunter Biden. And then when you're bored with that, I don't know, maybe we'll pull out a dolphin that used to do heroin and was elected for mayor somewhere in California, because they've done that. They have elected dogs in certain areas and animals. And then we can just listen to him conduct an interview once AI figures out how to talk to dolphins. And I mean, we're going to have a great time. So don't worry about it. But you know what the interesting thing is, though, right, is that the economy is good. We're good. We're floating. We're afloat. We're hanging in there. Okay. And yet nobody's happy. Nobody is happy because everything is being surveilled, and we are under probably an unprecedented level of surveillance and mass manipulation. And that's not freedom. And that's the thing I think we're all feeling, is that everybody's cool. We're hanging in there, but nobody's fucking happy, because people need to be free. Freedom. Freedom. And I don't mean like you're just freewheeling it out there in the woods and just making mud huts and, you know, eating chickens raw and, like, you know, just biting their heads off and drinking their blood. I'm saying, like, freedom, like responsibility and freedom, the freedom to have privacy, mainly. Privacy, people thought was not very important. When the Patriot Act was passed, I've said this a gazillion fucking times, people thought it was cool because they had nothing to hide. That's what they said. You'd see it in interviews. I have nothing to hide. If you have nothing to hide, why are you worried about the government spying on you? But now, social media works with the government, and they have your soul, basically. They have the essence of you, and they recreate it into a little avatar, and then but you become a little widget, a little dot, a little data dot. That's what they're reducing you down to. That's why things feel so constrictive. That's why things feel so weird and like you're in a bind, like you're being squeezed and pressured into, because your whole life is being gamified right now. They are finding ways to nudge you in directions at every point when you have to make a decision in your life. And before, advertising used to be for like bigger decisions or basic decisions. What kind of toothpaste am I going to get? What kind of insurance should I get? But now it's in every little detail. It's like, should you make a left turn? Should you make a right turn? Eventually, you're going to be on Google Maps. Should I make a left? It's going to just give you a route that has the most Chick-fil-A's, just to get you to buy a Chick-fil-A sandwich. You know what I mean? And they're just gamifying they're in your head. You know what I mean? They're in our heads, or they will be soon. And that is a form of enslavement. That's slavery, right? You're becoming a slave to, before it used to be to your vices or to materialistic shit or to things, right? But it's now you're becoming a slave to, I'm not even sure what yet. I haven't gotten that far, but I know this so far. Things are cool. Nobody's happy. And it's because we're less free. We don't want free, right? Because, and then you look at your government, you see that they're corrupt. You know that means even less freedom. I read an article about, and I kind of cross-referenced it briefly. I didn't do quote-unquote research, right? I quickly browsed it, but it confirmed it, that Nestle, for example, they make baby formula. I give a shit about that now because I am breastfeeding, right? A lot of women cannot stay home and breastfeed. They got to go back to work almost like 6 weeks after, which now that I've had a kid, I know is fucking crazy. That's fucking crazy, okay? A 2.5-month-old is barely not a newborn anymore, okay? That you're still attached to this thing. It needs you. And it's not even a baby yet. It's a thing. It's a newborn. It's a thing, trust me, okay? They're not even awake yet at that point. They're just a thing that needs everything from you. And then you gotta go and give it up to a daycare center. And a lot of those are kind of shady, and you can't tell. You don't know if somebody's going to be in a bad mood that day. Chuck your kid out a fucking window. Try to flush him down the toilet. And it's too soon, right? But then because you got to go to work, you can't breastfeed, right? Or they encourage you to stop breastfeeding as soon as possible, 6 months, which is too soon for a lot of people. A lot of people want to go like a year. Some people go 2 years, 3 years. And, you know, it's good. Breast milk's really healthy. But they don't want that. What does Nestle want? They want to sell you formula. And so they claim to be pro-breastfeeding and that they want women to be able to breastfeed and have paid maternity leave, right? But guess what? They also lobby against the government doing anything to push policy forward that would require corporations to be more sensitive to that need that women have to breastfeed. And which is interesting, especially now when there's so much opportunity for remote work. And so, and also these companies, they're making more money than ever before, even adjusted for inflation. And everybody else is making less than ever before because of inflation. Because that's how they steal your fucking money. Is that a conspiracy? Is it? I don't know. Look it up. Maybe I have apophenia, right? So they lobby to prevent women from being able to breastfeed longer so that then they have to sell them formula and give them formula. Isn't that fucking evil? And that is one example of what's going on and why people are fucking over it and why people, you know, they see Luigi Mangione shoot a fucking CEO and it's not, they act like people are celebrating it. We're not celebrating it, but we are going, well, fuck around, find out. Yes. And that's why that's a huge saying. That's like one of the preeminent terms now. This is one of our great outputs of social wisdom of the 21st century is fuck around and find out. That's all that's happening now. A lot of that. And they're scared, right? Now these CEOs are scared because they know that they're taking it too far and maybe they can't even put the brakes on it. Maybe it's too big even for them. They think. They're telling themselves. It's probably not. They're just, you know, they like the money. But it's this is what's happening. This is what's going on. These companies are out of fucking control. And then the thing is that a lot of these corporations, they're the news too now. So I don't know, is that apophenia? They watch everything you do. They know more and more about you every day. It's like, but then they act like they're benevolent. Like all they want to do is help you, reward you, if you will, you know, help and give. That's what they want. They're so giving. They want to protect you, right? Like Santa Claus, very similar to Santa Claus. But think about the reality of a Santa Claus. The reality of Santa Claus, which was just some character created by, I think, Ford Motors, so that children would grow up with a positive perspective on, you know, the guy running a company. He watches children. He knows everything about them. He puts them on a list. And then he just decides who's good based on, like, mainly like really narrow Judeo-Christian definitions of good and bad, which I'm not saying are incorrect. They're actually they're pretty good. But so it's just the fact that that's happening like that, right? And then he gives bad kids coal. So he bullies little children because they don't act the way he thinks they should based on his mass surveillance campaign against minors. Right. So that's what we're looking down the barrel of for the future, right? It's a bunch of fucking CEOs who think they're fucking Santa Claus and justify mass surveillance with what their idea is of being a benevolent controller of people, right? And their privacy. I don't know. That shit's that's not gonna fly. I don't think people are not gonna, you're never gonna be happy. That's the thing. People in America, we like to think, or in the United States rather, we like to think that we like to think we're materialistic. We pride ourselves in that. No bullshit, right? You live your life how you want, I'll live it how I want. And like, I'm going to dress like this and you dress like that. And who gives a shit, right? We like to think that we are cynical and that that's enough. That being this cynical and materialistic is going to somehow save us from disappointment and, you know, nobody's going to pull the wool out. You know, no one's gonna put the wool on our eyes. We're gonna see through everything. But nobody's happy. Isn't that interesting? Nobody's happy. Everybody's anxious. Even though everything's okay. You can afford therapy. That's nice. A lot of people can. Maybe not, you know, this might not ring true to you if you live in like some shitty inner city or something like that, like I came from. But I got news for you. You don't represent the most of this country, right? So you're living a different thing. So, you know, I don't know. Nobody's happy. Everybody's anxious. But things are okay. I wonder why. They got to fucking do something about pregnancy. That's all I'm saying. And, you know, you got to. And it's not socialism to help. To, you know, to push any kind of policy to help pregnant bitches, okay? It's not socialism because women don't want redistribution of wealth. We just want support, right? But yeah, you know, do whatever the fuck you want. I mean, women are just not going to have kids. That's what's happening. And I think that's what's going to be the lesson overall is like they're going to control so much more and more of your life, of your mind, of your spirit, of your soul, of your decisions, of your love and hate, right? They're going to control it so much. And you're never going to be able to be in a position to confront it. But it's going to affect you. And eventually, we're going to shut down. And nobody will have kids. Nobody will have love. People will just, you're just going to sit around until they die. And then it'll be over, I guess. Maybe that's what people want, though, for climate change or whatever. Anyway, on that bright note, go forth. Go forth, young Padawan, into the weekend and enjoy yourselves. Because everything I just said was just entertainment. So have a nice day. Goodbye.